Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We are now accepting applications for this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards. We just announced it. We are recognizing top businesses and business leaders with their commitment to leadership. And you can find our application at leadersportfolio.com. Maybe you have a client, maybe you have a colleague, maybe you have someone you want to be a client, or maybe you yourself think you should be deserving of a Leaders Portfolio Award. And so we encourage you to do so. It's a way to kind of reward businesses that care about leadership. Right now, we're in the Leaders Portfolio Studio with the founder and managing partner of ArchScan, Miss Ginny Williams. ArchScan is based in Annapolis. It's an archival and scanning services company. And Ginny was selected as the 2011 Maryland Small Business Person of the Year. So welcome, Ginny.
Thank you.
Now, your story's great. I love this. You were planning to retire 5 years before retirement, and you thought, you know, I'm just going to sail out with this company. I'm going to finish out and retire. And you find out you get laid off. And so your retirement plans are thrown into chaos, and you have to figure out what to do. And so at that point, you say,
I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I started interviewing with a number of different companies, and I thought, I'm not going back into that environment again. I had been an entrepreneur earlier in my life, several times, and so I just decided to sit back and relax and figure out what I was going to do when the Archdiocese of Baltimore contacted me 3 days after they found out I had been terminated and asked me to come in as an independent consultant and help them organize all their architectural, engineering, and construction drawings. And these drawings reflected all the construction projects for all the churches and schools under their jurisdiction, which is basically the state of Maryland. And that was the inception of the company. I understood at that point that many hospitals, colleges, universities, corporations ran into the same problem. They could never find a particular architectural drawing when the pipe broke in their facility. So this was something that I felt, even though,
well,
yes, and technology was not accepting this idea at this point, but it needed to be done.
And so you're the founder and managing partner of ArchScan, Miss Ginny Williams. And so you started this business. What year was this?
2002.
And did it take off right away?
The first 5 years, all I did was plant seeds. I spread the word. I did not really have any employees. I had two men that were helping me as far as at the Archdiocese and some other projects. But the first 5 years were a real struggle. But then it started catching on when people were feeling more comfortable using computers and understanding that this was going to be the way to archive their paper documents. Paper documents have a tendency to deteriorate, to become lost when somebody wants to borrow an architectural document or a construction drawing. They never seem to be returned. And so this was a way that people were finally realizing it was a good way.
The other thing you had is you had September 11th, where all of a sudden now people are aware of some severe emergencies that could happen that people weren't necessarily thinking of before. And so did that at all? It was almost like kind of an outside factor play a role in, we need to do something about this?
Yes. And it's interesting because when the World Trade Center was bombed the first time, I think it was in the early 1900s, I think it was 1992, and all the architectural, engineering, and construction drawings for the World Trade Center were located in the garage, and that's where the bomb was hit. I mean, that's where it transpired, and they lost everything at that point. So they had to recreate all those drawings again and make sure that they had all the electrical, mechanical, plumbing, air conditioning, heating drawings again, because these things have a tendency to break and they need to be able to repair them.
And so that, yeah, and so that played a role in kind of an outside factor
exactly.
in the success of ArchScan. Now, I wonder too, you know, right now this is a company need, and I could see this for the next, you know, 10 or 20 years, right? But at some point, business documents are going to, you know, so much of it's going to be electronic, right? So at that point, I mean, you're in a good position because then you could really take retirement, right? Or do you think that you would kind of change your model to, you know, now I'll do organization of electronic documents, right? Which you probably have a lot of learnings on with what you do.
We actually have two phases. We do have a lot of clients that perhaps are constructing a hospital. And they are given electronic documentation from their subcontractors, from the general contractor, from the architect, from the engineering firm. They're all in electronic format, but everybody organizes it in a different way. So, yes, we do organize the electronic documentation, but any building that is built has some kind of paper documentation that goes along with it. I don't think that the concept that we are creating is ever going to be eliminated. There are thousands and thousands of sheets of paper. It doesn't matter whether it's small or large. They're
so there's always going to be a need, in your opinion.
There is always going to be a need.
Now, you were involved with community service through your business, ArchScan, and you donate services to Habitat for Humanity and other civic organizations. Talk to me about your overall leadership philosophy. And another interesting piece of your background is that you don't have an associate's or a bachelor's, which you said to me in the green room,
yes.
and that you are self-taught.
Yes. It has been a learning experience during my life. As I said, I have been an entrepreneur in several different cases, and it has just continued to teach me different business avenues and how to run a business. But really, when I started ArchScan, of course, I had no money. I was on unemployment, and I contacted SCORE.
Yep.
And even to this day, my SCORE counselors are readily available to me whenever I need to talk to them or I need to discuss a situation that might arise in the business. And I cannot say enough about SCORE. They are actually the organization that nominated me for Small Business Person of the Year last year.
Okay, great.
And whenever I have a situation where I meet an entrepreneur, I always refer them to SCORE. But as far as management philosophy, they have helped me with that too. I've never run an organization that I have 11 employees, and there are human resource questions that come up,
mm-hmm.
or there are a lot of different avenues. Account managers, how do I handle certain situations with account managers, account executives, I should say, that mm-hmm. I have two of them. How do I help them? I know my own philosophy, but not everybody sells a product the exact same way.
Yep.
And I don't feel that I should have to dictate exactly how they pursue acquiring new customers.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that the ArchScan does not have employees. We are a team organization, and I always refer to all my employees whenever I'm talking to a client or a customer that it's a team company, not individuals.
And you mentioned that you had been an entrepreneur a couple times over. So what's the largest, or name one of the largest leadership failures you've had? And it could be with one of those previous businesses or this one.
I think one of the biggest failures is really not understanding how to hire account executives. I have hired two or three, even in ArchScan, and not been successful as far as obviously teaching them or hiring the right individual. But it's been a very, very frustrating plateau for me. And again, I talked to my score counselors about it because I'm not quite sure what I need to do.
So this is a current, you're figuring this out failure.
Exactly. And another problem that we encounter with the business is because our projects are very large, most of them are budgetary restricted, so they have to be implemented into, say, a hospital's budget. And our lead time is usually 12 to 24 months. So we are always having to project. I'm always having to look that far into the future to know where the next job's going to be coming in.
So you're working on clients in 2014 right now, 2015.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I will submit a proposal to them, and they agree with it. They love it. But it needs to go into the 2013 budget or the 2014 budget. The upper management does not understand the value of having all this documentation converted into an electronic format for not only archival reasons, but for legal reasons as well.
Now, Ginny, you planned to retire a long time ago, right? Before starting this. So I want to close with asking you how your retirement plans are coming along. Is that just been pushed off indefinitely?
It's been pushed off indefinitely, especially since we are now celebrating our 10th anniversary this summer. I don't even know what the word retirement means.
All right. Well, Ginny, thanks for being with us here on Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to these supporters of leadership. Our Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you are a company that values leadership, we invite you to join our group of sponsors. We encourage you to sponsor Leaders Portfolio to make your business proposition aware to decision makers in the federal government and in the private sectors here at Leaders Portfolio. You can find this interview with Ginny Williams at leadersportfolio.com. Ginny Williams is the founder and managing partner of ArchScan.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.